USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the relief bill should address the pandemic, but instead he says Democrats are focusing on cats and cannabis.
They're going to outlaw big tigers, and then they're going to legalize cannabis. They're picking weed over the workers. They're picking marijuana over helping the much-needed money we need to go forward.
The California Republican speaking at his weekly press conference in Washington, D.C. One of the nation's top infectious disease experts is encouraging Americans to stay home over the holidays and forego traditional gatherings indoors. Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci saying,
"The effect of Thanksgiving is going to be realized 2 weeks from now, literally as we're getting into the traveling season for Christmas and Hanukkah."
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were several things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Delta Airlines is partnering with the CDC to become the first airline to launch coronavirus contact tracing for travelers arriving in the United States. Delta announcing the voluntary program, which will begin December 15th. President Trump told Americans in a video message why he hasn't conceded and why his campaign has pursued litigation in several states. The president saying, "We are going to defend the honesty of the vote by ensuring every legal ballot is counted and that no illegal ballots are counted." Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, reacts to the president's comments.
The president has every right to say, to offer his opinion about the election. He has every right to go to court and contest the results of the election. And you have every right to disagree. But that doesn't that doesn't degrade democracy. That elevates it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Los Angeles is doing what they believe needs to be done to slow the spread of the coronavirus.
The city of Los Angeles has issued a stay-at-home order for its nearly 4 million residents. Mayor Eric Garcetti issued the emergency order Wednesday night that says residents should stay in their homes effective immediately. Cases of coronavirus continue to rise in the city with nearly 2,500 people hospitalized. That's more than at any other time during the pandemic. At a briefing earlier in the evening, Garcetti told residents that it was time to cancel non-essential activities.
"My message couldn't be simpler. It's time to hunker down. It's time to cancel everything. And if it isn't essential, don't do it. Don't meet up with others outside your household. Don't host a gathering. Don't attend a gathering. And following our targeted safer-at-home order, if you're able to stay home, stay home."
The order does contain a broad list of exemptions for leaving the house, like for health care and groceries, and sets capacity limits during certain hours for retail stores and personal care facilities. The city order has many of the same protocols that are in the L.A. County order that went into effect on Monday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Democrat Rita Hart is not going to pursue legal challenges in Iowa after the state certified her opponent as the winner of an election by just 6 votes. Instead, Hart is going to appeal directly to the Democratic-controlled United States House to get involved and demand additional recount proceedings. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.